Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the rainy Creston Valley. Yes, that's right. It's overcast, and it's not pouring rain. It's just raining. Yeah. And what do we got? 8 degrees. They're saying cloudy with a 60% chance of showers today. Well, we're already there. Yeah. And fog patches dissipating this morning. Looks cool when the fog is down there by the river, but it usually does burn off about mid-morning. And what do we have? Tonight it'll cloudy up some more, going down to 6. Yikes. Thursday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 15. Friday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 15. Weekend, looks like we got more rain coming back. Periods of rain on Saturday with a high of 12. Sunday, rain, high of 15. Monday, chance of showers, 60%, and a high of 16. And Tuesday, chance of showers, and a high of 16. Bummer. I was looking for a good rain song to lead things off here this morning. The only real one that I like is that one Rick Derringer does on his All-American Boy album, but I think I did that the last rainstorm, so I'll just put a mellow tune out there right now that maybe you can kind of kick back and enjoy some good guitar picking by Rory Gallagher. This is called Lonesome Highway, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. Okay, so you're listening to South Kootenai Radio here, and might as well check out Tim in the mornings at 7:30. It'll be a good time.
There and Nowhere to Hear. That one came out in 1995, and it's from the album Better Off. Or Holy crow! I tell you, I need coffee. Name of the song, Better Off As We Are, and the album Nowhere to Hear, 1995. Okay, I'll be okay. And, Jim, I'm not really sure, because if I got to get talking here with this day in Canadian history, it could be tense. All right, what do we have here? September the 25th. And I got a few stories here for you. 1956 is our first story. It comes out of Clarenville, Newfoundland. And that's when Canadian Overseas Telephone Company, COTC, the British Post Office and American Telephone and Telegraph opened the first direct dial transatlantic calling service with an exchange of greetings between London, Ottawa, and New York. The new $42 million cable from Oban, Scotland, jointly owned by the three firms, consists of two lines laid 300 kilometers apart on the ocean floor. Wow. Quite the Quite the undertaking to lay that cable across the ocean. Wow. What do we have here now? Also on this day in 1871, and not quite sure I want to read that one. Yeah, no, I don't think so. No. But we do have a birthday, two birthdays here of great Canadian musical importance. Well, for some. Glenn Herbert Gould, born on this day in Toronto in 1932, died in Toronto October the 4th, 1982. And Gould studied at the Royal Conservatory of Music and soloed with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra at age 14. His brilliant 1955 recording of Bach's Goldberg Variations won him instant global acclaim. He toured in Europe and the USA, and from 1961 to 64, he co-directed the summer music program at Stratford, but he disliked the public life, and in 1964 retired from the stage, preferring to record in the studio. Oh, the clarity that he had on his performances were what the big selling point of his music was. Yeah. Oh, look at this. He also did a CBC TV and radio documentaries and wrote for magazines and newspapers, and he died of a massive stroke, apparently due to complications from medication at age 50. Wow. Okay, something a little more my style here, but not totally. But a man I've seen many times over the years, Ian Dawson Tyson, country singer, born on this day in Victoria, B.C. in 1933. Tyson wanted to be a rodeo cowboy, but an accident at age 19 ended that dream. So he learned to play the guitar, moved to Toronto, and moved to Toronto in 1959, and started to sing coffee houses, where he teamed up with Sylvia Fricker. And in 1960, they started performing as Ian and Sylvia, marrying in 1964. And in 1961, they cut their first album with Ian's song, Four Strong Winds, becoming a major world hit. In 1970, they pulled together their Great Speckled Bird country rock band and started a CTV network show, Nashville North. Later, the Ian Tyson Show. But their professional and marital differences split under the strain. While Sylvia hosted a CBC radio folk show, Touch the Earth, from 1975 to 1980, Ian went off to Nashville but returned in 1978 to tour solo. He set up a cattle ranch in Ontario, then moved to Alberta, just south of Calgary, down around the Longview area, and got into cowboy poetry. In 1983, he produced Old Corrals and Sagebrush, followed by Ian Tyson, 1984, and Cowboyography, 1986 winner of the 1987 Juno for Best Country Male Vocalist. Yeah. Like I said, Ian, living just south of Calgary, was always around, especially during Stampede, doing shows here and there, usually at the Ranchman's. And plays at the Longview Hotel quite a bit. I actually just released an album here not too long ago, live at the Longview. And but I think what we'll do is we're going to go way back to that very first song that Ian and Sylvia did together there, Four Strong Winds. It's a Canadian classic, folks, so give it a listen.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come one day. Our good times are all gone. I'm bound I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I can go to work in for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I'd ask you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, 7 seas that run high, all those things that don't change come on me. Our good times are all gone. I'm bound to move it on. I'll look for you if I'm never back this way. If I get there before the snow flies, if things are looking good, you could meet me if I'd send you down the fair. But by then it will be winter, there ain't too much for you to do. And those winds, they sure blow cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, 7 seas that run high, all those things that don't change come on me. Our good times are all gone. I'm bound for moving. I'll look for you if I'm never back this way. I'll look for you if I'm never back this way.
Okay, Ian and Sylvia there with Four Strong Winds. Yes, it reminds me of concert I went to see in Calgary one time at the Jubilee, I believe, and there were four artists playing that night. John Hiatt, Guy Clark, Joe Ely, and Lyle Lovett. And they were all doing songs together and or individually. And Ian Tyson was in the crowd that night. And they actually, and of course, he was actually not even sitting that far from me. I was quite surprised when they called him up to do a few songs. And but no, he got up, and good fun for him, I'm sure. All right, Paul McCartney here, and this is from his Flaming Pie album. This one came out in 1997, called "Really Love You," right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Dark is black.
All right, really love you. Flaming Pie, that album, like I said, came out in 1997, and it's actually a pretty good one. I haven't really liked too many of the old Paul McCartney albums in the later part of his career. And that song, Really Love You, that one was written by Ringo, and of course, Mr. Richard Starkey, helping out on that one as well. Another pleasant surprise about that album is, the name is escaping me already. He just played here a couple of weeks ago. Anyways, he has written Steve Miller. There we go. Steve Miller is on the album as well. And even co-wrote a couple of tunes there with Sir Paul McCartney. Yes. I don't think it's Mr. Sir. I think it's just Sir. Anyways, enough of that stuff. We've got Joe and the crew standing by, or patiently standing by. They've got to do a 4-minute, 30-second news update. And then we're going to get on the second half hour with some more great music for you.
It is September 25th.
Stop me if I never stop.
There we go, Rolling Stones. Yeah, I think that's the big tune that Bill Gates paid those guys, Jagger and Richards, $12 million for that song to use on the release of Windows 95 when that one came out. Anyways, as if they don't have enough money already. All right, I was just having a look at the website or the email account here, and a song request came in. And there is a song request link on the website, theskr.com. So wherever you're listening in the world, and I know there are people from all over the world tuned in, but you might want to drop us an email here at the station occasionally or request a song, and I'll do my best to get it on there on the radio. And this particular song that's just came in on the email is Bullet the Blue Sky, a U2 song, and it said, "Going out to Donna," right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Let's get on here. That's our theme music for this day in rock and roll music or rock history or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, a couple of birthdays here. And as mentioned, on this day in Canadian history, this day in rock and roll history is or music history, our first birthday is from 1933 on September the 25th. That's Ian Tyson, folk country singer. And, of course, his most famous song, Four Strong Winds, we played that one about a half hour ago on the Canadian History segment. I'll find you another good one for this music history segment. All right, 1943, John Locke, keyboard player for Spirit, was born. And Spirit's big tune, I Got a Line on You. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on September the 25th. We're going to start in 1960, and that's when Sam Cooke's Chain Gang peaks at number 2 on both the U.S. R&B and the pop charts. It's his biggest hit since You Send Me reached number 1 3 years earlier. What do we got here? 1964, The Temptations begin recording My Girl, which will go on to be their first U.S. number one hit and the first of 15 top 10 hits. 1969, John Lennon records Cold Turkey, which will go on to be his first U.S. number one and I got that mixed up with The Temptations. See? Don't take your eyes off the paper. Let's start over. 1969, John Lennon records Cold Turkey, a song about his ongoing battle with drug addiction. His backing band includes Eric Clapton, Klaus Voormann, Yoko Ono, and Ringo Starr. There you go. 1971, Cat Stevens' Peace Train is released in the U.S. and it'll reach number 7 on the Billboard Pop chart. Outside of America, the song was not issued as a single because Island Records wanted to encourage people to buy the album rather than the 45. I wonder if that hurt. 1973, the Rolling Stones' Goat's Head Soup turns gold on the strength of the single Angie. 1975, Boston's first LP enters the Billboard album chart where it will climb to number 3 and become the fastest-selling debut album in rock history. As you all know, I'm such a Boston fan. 1979, the Eagles' LP The Long Run debuts at number 2 on the Billboard's Hot 200 chart. Next week it will hit number 1. Yeah. 1980, Led Zeppelin were rehearsing at Jimmy Page's house in preparation for an American tour when drummer John Bonham was found dead in his bed following an all-day drinking binge. In December, Led Zeppelin would announce that they were disbanding, saying that they could no longer continue without Bonham. 1982, here's a story about another friend of mine, Don Henley. Debuts the solo album, I Can't Stand Still, enters the Billboard Hot 200, bolstered by the single Dirty Laundry. Yeah, that one will hit number 3. And in 1999, Stephen Kennedy of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils was killed when his vintage World War II plane he was riding in rolled and inverted and crashed into a tree. The pilot failed to maintain speed, which resulted in a stall. The band is most often remembered for the 1975 number 3 single, Jackie Blue. All right. Ian Tyson's birthday today. This is track number 1 from his 2005 release called Songs from the Gravel Road. And let me tell you, it's a good album. And we're going to start things off with a song from that, track number 1. This is My Sky, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Walking on the gravel road, trying to think of higher things. Trying to shift my heavy load, I'm the king of the mood swings, baby. Everything's fast forward now, years go flying by. Kinda tends to mess up a 1950s guy, Hawks cry.
This is my sky. This is my sky. This is my sky.
Pie on a wooden cross. Does your lover find you brave? Will she winter with you down along the Indian graves? Does anybody mate for life? Maybe just the Canadas do. I will join their solo flight on my way back to you.
This is my sky. This is my sky.
There they are, the sweetgrass hills, down along the medicine line. I will learn to hold my tongue, slip through customs slick and fine. Sweet America coming off the rails, that's what lies and money do. Who the hell am I to talk on my way back to you, the Hawks cry.
This is my sky. This is my sky. This is my sky. This is my sky. This is my sky.
tuned for more great listening on South Kootenai Radio.
I hear something saying, sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, "Hook, ah, hook, ah, hook, ah, hook, ah."
Well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, "That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang." Can't you hear them saying, "I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here." That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, "My, my, 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 my work is so hard. Give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my, 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 my."
Rock on! See you on the flip side.
Thank you.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. About the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Light on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. Get peace train holy roller.
Everyone jump upon the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on. Come bring your good friends too, cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding loud. Crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Come on, the peace train. Is peace train a holy roller?
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yes, come on, peace train. Yes, it's the peace train.
Thank you.
Okay, there's the Eagles finishing off this day in music history with The Long Run. That's the title track off of the album that debuted at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 200 in 1979. Before that, we had Cat Stevens' Peace Train, which was released on this day in 1971. And then we played a little Temptations, My Girl. That one released and going to number 1 in 1964. And what else? Did I play some Sam Cooke? Yes, I did. Chain Gang. That one was a big hit for number 2. Peaked at number 2. Big hit for a Sam Cooke, that is. Chain Gang. And, of course, we started off with Ian Tyson. Oh, no. We played some Spirit. I got a line on you. It's John Locke's birthday, born in 1943, the keyboard player for the band. And then we started off with some Ian Tyson with This Is My Sky from his Songs from a Gravel Road. Ian Tyson, celebrating a birthday today, born in 1933. All right, make sure you stay tuned in next... Not next week. Tomorrow. I'm in a time warp, folks. Tomorrow at about 8:15, we'll have another installment of music history for you. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country, shall we? Yes. We got some showers here in the Creston Valley today. Currently, the temperature is 8 degrees. We're supposed to go up to 12. Now, over in Vancouver, they've got sunny conditions, and current temps are 10. It's a mix of sun and cloud in Calgary at 5 degrees. Winnipeg, sunny and 17. Toronto, cloudy and 16. Halifax, a mix of sun and cloud at 11 degrees is the current temperature there. And in St. John's, Newfoundland, 13 degrees, cloudy. All right. I see we got our album highlight coming up in a few minutes, but I think what we'll do is play some Mash McCann. Yeah. This one goes back to 1970. As the years go by, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. And feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, 'cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
old-fashioned love song. That's from Three Dog Night's 1971 album called Harmony. Yeah, well, that's another song written by Mr. Williams. Yeah, he was in rock history here last week, I think, celebrating a birthday. All right, it is 8:48. Wow, we got to get rolling here for our album highlight. It sort of ties into music history because of the band, the Rolling Stones. Their album, Goathead Soup, turns gold on this day in 1973, and that's the album that we're going to highlight, a few songs from that one. Of course, it went gold by the strength of the single, Angie, but that song is just a little bit too mellow, I think, for me. So I wanted to pick a couple of the good ones off the album in case anybody ever forgot about it. But anyway, a little bit of a bio here about the album. It was released August the 31st, 1973, sliding out of perhaps the greatest winning streak in rock history. The Stones slipped into decadence and rock star excess with Goat's Head Soup, their sequel to Exile on Main Street. This is where the Stones' image began to eclipse their accomplishments as Mick ascended to the jet-setting celebrity and Keith slowly sunk deeper into addiction. And it's possible, hearing them moving in both directions on Goat's Head Soup, sometimes during the same song, yeah. As Jagger plays the devil or dances with Mr. D, as he likes to say, the sex and sleaze quotient is increased. all of it underpinned by some genuinely affecting heartbreak highlighted by Angie. Yeah. This may not be as downright funky, freaky, or fantastic as Exile on Main Street, yet the extra layer of gloss brings out the lyrics, added strings, wah-wah guitars, explicit sex and violence, making it all seem triply decadent. If it doesn't seem like there's such a surplus of classics, all the songs, they do work well together, illustrating just how far they've traveled in their songcraft, as well as their exceptional talent as a band. They make this all sound really easy and darkly alluring, even when the sex and Satanism seems a little silly. All right, let's lead off here with a song called Silver Train, track number 6 on the album, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Oh, before I do, let's not forget album highlight brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. So sorry, I almost missed about mentioning that. Anyway, let's give her Silver Train, the Rolling Stones.
her arms. She died in the dirt of an alleyway. Mother said she had no chance, no chance.
That's the Rolling Stones there with Heartbreaker. It's finishing off our album or artist highlight today, which of course is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. We also heard Hide Your Love and Silver Train off of that album. And make sure you are tuned in tomorrow at about quarter to the hour. We'll have another installment of that segment for you. And that pretty much brings this edition of Tim in the Morning to a close. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. Remember, you can check out the website, theskr.com, and feel free to drop an email wherever you are in the world or wherever you're listening. I'd like to hear from you. Don't forget, if you're a fan of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, they're going to be the featured album today on the Hot Chicken and LP show, which will play in its entirety at 12:05 today Pacific. And if you miss it, it'll be rebroadcast at 9 p.m. again tonight. So we're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second news update, and then we'll be back with regular broadcasting. Have a great day, everyone.